بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Brother Suhail is with me in the studio for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about whether visiting Imam As is possible or not. Had we have any indications of the ulama or great scholars or the people during the history of Islam who have visited Imam As during the major occultation? We know that in the minor occultation or Qaybat al-Sughra, there were some special representatives who have visited the Imam, the family members of the Imam. It's been about 7 years, I think. And after that, in the major occultation or Ghibat al-Kubra, when Imam is hidden from the public sites, you know, now, was it possible to see the Imam? How are the qualities and what are the main features of this visiting? So let's first talk a little bit about these two parts, Ghibat al-Sughra and Kubra, and whether the visiting of the Imam is possible.
Yeah, when we see in regards to the Ghibat al-Sughra, we have seen that apart from the four representatives, Imam would also meet some special people in those times. And we have in different traditions that, yes, the visitation of Imam is a possibility, as it was possible in the Ghaybat al-Sughra. It is also a possibility in Ghaybat al-Kubra. The only challenges or you would say the thing that would identify is that some people might not recognize him while they meet him at certain point.
Yes.
As we know that Ghaybat al-Sughra was after his birth during a small period, and he would use the four representatives to make a connection between the followers and himself, and as a proof that he did. He was born after Imam Hassan al-Askari, that a lot had doubt, and we have a tradition of having 40 companions of Imam Hassan al-Askari that came and saw the child at his birth and gave this testimony that he was born. And after that, this occultation, the smaller occultation took place.
So the Imam As have never been presented in the public in any time, whether in Ghaybat al-Sughra or Kubra.
No, we have, in a, not a direct contact to the umum, but yeah, he would use this medium of these four characters that we have in Islam, and that were represented by Imam himself to be their representatives.
Okay, and what is the main reason for his occultation?
The main reason is safety. Safety, security, as we have seen in a lot of history, narrates that whenever there is something good, we have an equivalent evil, or maybe more than that, that oppresses the right or the goodness. And we have seen this similar situation at the time of Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, where Firaun from before knew that Musa is going to come.
Yes.
And then that's when he gave this famous law
to,
that every newborn should be killed, or every mother who is pregnant, they should be taken care of till the birth, if it is a boy, because it was specified as a boy, or maybe if a child is born, then they should be killed.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. So the whole system of this deputyship or representative and the wakala has worked for all the imams. All the infallible imams had their own representative in different places. But it seems this system for Imam As is a little bit different now. The mechanism was different. What was the main, the main operation, the main practicality of this system for the Imam As?
So as we know, all the Imams had their specific missions regarding to that similar time, the time yes. that they were in. And they were limited to those times. But Imam Asri, he was not limited to only that specific time. He was also responsible for that time till now.
Mm-hmm.
And if any time between these two times, if he is supposed to be here, he would be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the main reason for right. the occultation to take place. And whenever Allah wills, and once the world is filled with injustice, that's when the Imam would come. This is a very general viewpoint.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Nobody can claim directly that he has witnessed Imam As. Because they say that in a tawqi', in a scroll or in a letter form that was written by Imam As himself or a piece of a statement, it is believed that Imam As himself said that whoever claims to witness me or visits me is a liar. Is it so?
So we have this from the fourth representative of the Imam,
yes.
where every representative did mention who is going to be the Naib of Imam mm-hmm. at that certain time.
Okay.
And when it reaches to the fourth representative, the Imam actually states that if anybody claims after you that he has seen me or he has come from me or is my representative, know that he's a liar. You see? Mm-hmm. So we have this method that says that the Imam said that nobody would say that they have seen me. But there are different meanings that can be taken from it. One of them is that there is a possibility that the Imam was talking about that time, about the time that the fourth representative dies, you see?
That's right.
Or at that certain time where the enemies were very strong and he is very weak. This is not a specific reasoning, but it is something that can help in understanding that, yeah, there is a possibility of visiting him. And one of the reason is that we have seen tradition that states Imam Mahdi or
yes.
Al-Qa'im
yes.
being stated as similarized to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam.
In what sense?
In sense that people might visit him mm-hmm. but not know who he is unless he mm-hmm. specifies.
Mm-hmm.
So like the brothers of Yusuf when they came to meet him, unless he himself did state that he is Yusuf, nobody knew that he was Yusuf.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes with Al-Qa'im. And this also proves that the Mahdi or Al-Qa'im is actually in this world, or the example or the hadith we would have found that would be similar to Prophet Isa alayhi salam. If there was any instance that would like to say that Imam was taken to the heavens, you see?
That's why.
But the traditions that we have seen, like this of Hazrat Yusuf,
yes.
does state that the Imam is with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we do not recognize mm-hmm. or realize his presence.
That's why. Usually the people, especially the Shia in the Shia world and the Shia followers, one of the most important wishes and the hopes of them is to visit Imam As. Do we have any recommendation in Islam by the infallible Imams, by Imam As himself? For example, do these tasks step by step in order to be able to visit me or something?
So first we need to confirm that visiting mm-hmm. the Imam according
yes.
to logical perspective, it's a possibility. There is nothing that can mm-hmm. does deny this
so it's
possibility.
Possible, yes.
Yeah. And second, we have seen some ahadith or a'mal or du'as that if they are performed, they can bring up to this position of being able to visit the Imam of the time. But getting any kind of statement from that, is not in our hands to be say that it works or it doesn't, because normally we know that a human being is made up of two entities, the body and the soul. And sometime if the soul reaches that kind of perfection where yes. the Imam himself allows to come and visit yes. him with the permission of Allah,
yes.
then it's a doable thing. It's yes. not like, no, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the mere visiting of Imam As, does it have any benefit? For example, during the time of the other infallible Imams, the people, the Ummah, were able to visit the face of any Imam, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, and Imam Al-Hussein. Does mere visiting the Imam, I mean the physique of Imam, the physical characteristic, the body, the face of the Imam, does it have any merit or virtue?
Obviously, visiting the Imam has its merit because you have seen him. Uh-huh. For example, we have the concept of companions of the Prophet.
Yes.
And one of the definition is that because they have been at the time of the Prophet and seen him. And that's why the word of a person who has seen the Imam when it is being told to us has more value in it than from a person who has not seen an Imam and comes and gives us a narration from the Imam.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes difficult. For example, we have a Ravi that has direct link to the Imam,
yes.
and we have a Ravi that doesn't have a direct link, mm-hmm. but through other links that had a connection with the Imam. Okay. So the one that had a direct link is more valuable mm-hmm. for a person to grasp.
That's right.
Yeah.
And usually when a person visits Imam As, he must not claim his visiting to Imam As, isn't it?
Depends on the condition that the Imam has stated. Mm-hmm. Was there any kind of talk? Mm-hmm. There is nothing actually specific mm-hmm. that says that you cannot mention, obviously.
Do you know why I'm saying this? Because mm-hmm. there have been so many false claimers during the history of Islam Shiism. For example, Muhammad Bab was one of them.
Mm.
Okay, that, for example, we had witnessed Imam As. He has selected us as representative on earth. We had the chance of visiting. So these false claims here and there, okay? So open a door in order to, for the other people, for the liars, for the other false claimers, to claim
remember,
that
we had stated that when the Imam wrote his final message to the fourth representative,
mm-hmm.
he was talking about this kind of message,
yes.
that I am the representative of mm-hmm. the Imam, with him saying that I'm the representative. So this letter does reject this kind of claim, because there is a direct claim that's saying that I'm representative of the Imam, chosen by the Imam himself. Mm-hmm. We have another notion of scholars, that we say the scholars are representative of Imams,
mm-hmm.
but the scholars representing the Imam is different from this representation.
Yes.
This representation, the example that you gave, is the Imam giving a direct order to this person that you are my representative towards the people, while at the same time, Imam had said to the fourth representative that there is no any representative mm-hmm. after you mm-hmm. between me and the Ummah.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So any visits that is happening place is shakhsi, personal, and not ijtimai, or the general public.
That's right.
If I'm supposed to sum from the mm-hmm. stories and the narrations that we have yes. heard from different people, this is how I would mm-hmm. generally come forward and say that it's personal-based yes. meeting and not.
But we are recommended that not to say directly to the others, for example, the stories that are not authentic, or the events that are not authentic about witnessing or visiting Imam As at Jalallah, because it opens a way of an authentic way of visiting Imam As, or Imam As is possible whenever you can do so. Through your actions, there's also another beautiful hadith, I think it is by Imam As himself again, that if you are perfect enough, spiritually speaking, Imam As will come and visit you.
Yes, this narration.
Yeah, we have this narration. Imam As will come and visit you. So opening our eyes to the presence of Imam As is only through a spiritual perfection, divine perfection, doing our wajibat, doing some mustahabat acts, isn't it so?
Yes.
So to be truly called a Muslim, a Shia, a follower of Imam As, is not an easy task to do, okay?
Yeah.
Overnight, we are not able to do so. That's all right. That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail. May Allah hasten the reappearance of his final hujjah, his argument on earth, Imam As, inshallah. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min labani Ali وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن